fully resource the vaccination program. Now the COVID death toll is over 80,000 and rapidly rising. A successful vaccination program couldn't be more urgent. Over 2 million people, in 4 priority categories, have received a first dose of one of the 2 vaccines currently in use in the UK. Few people would disagree with them going to the most vulnerable first, but the lengthy timetable for offering them to everyone they are authorized as safe for, by the autumn, shows that the resources are not matching the urgency. This comes after the slowness and failings of the test and trace system, the shortages of PPE, and the too late lockdowns. Like all the government's measures during the pandemic, it again shows the dire overall lack of preparedness for the coronavirus outbreak. Where was the advanced planning for the mass vaccination centers that have belatedly been opened? And where are the many more needed? Will hospital sites, GP-led centers and pharmacies be given the full resources they need to contribute to the vaccination program on top of their normal workload? There is also uncertainty over the vaccine supply, with the present stocks enough only for another month, and not yet all safety checked and packaged. The issue of staffing is especially critical. Rife with low pay and overwork, the NHS had a shortage of staff in normal times, without the huge extra burden of treating COVID patients, and now a vast vaccination program. Tory ministers are resorting to involving volunteers from the St. John's Ambulance charity, many with no medical background, and given only short, rudimentary training. Despite the government's catalogue of failures, once again blame is being twisted onto ordinary people. Too many aren't turning up for the vaccinations, is a new refrain in the big business supporting media. What about the travel difficulties, in winter weather, for the over 80s and extremely clinically vulnerable, not to mention for the incredibly busy and overtired frontline health and care workers? The minority who don't want to be vaccinated are attacked, regardless of the varied standpoints within that layer, and many simply have questions with no one to direct them to. Don't contact the NHS is the instruction. The government added to potential concerns by lengthening the gap between the first and second doses, and by allowing the 2 doses to be different vaccines in some circumstances. So, while everyone would be glad to see Matt Hancock's prediction of a great summer come to fruition, though surely not great for those who have lost family and friends to COVID, few will trust that Boris Johnson's short-sighted incompetent Tory government can deliver that.